You are listening to the Kirkcast, which is a part of Povagacy Productions.
Baby, when I met you, there was peace unknown. I set out to get you with a fine-tooth comb. I was soft inside. There was something.
Hey everyone, it's a Kirkcast. Did everyone miss this? Did everyone wish that it had never gone away? I know there's probably a few people who think that, but anyways, I did want to come back and do a little something here, and that's just simply because, I kind of abruptly ended the show. I didn't do a final episode or anything. I know I talked about Povagacy. Basically, it was the weekend after Thanksgiving. It was just a lot going on. I was tired. I'm still tired now, let me tell you. I just wasn't feeling like myself. I didn't feel like doing a show. And I just said, you know what? Not going to do it. And a couple people were disappointed. But actually, I think a lot of people were disappointed, which is kind of a good feeling. But ceiling feeling. I mean, we can dance on the ceiling. What's that song? No, it's not as good as the one I played at the beginning, obviously, but anyways, I digress. I just wasn't feeling it, and I decided not to. And David told me not to feel bad about it, which I didn't. I knew I had nothing to offer. My show before that had been pretty goddamn terrible, so I didn't have a problem with it. Now, I am excited for this episode for a couple reasons, but one reason is I have a new addition to my setup. I have an expander. I have a compressor gate. Added that to my setup here. So instead of having to go through and do noise reduction, I can still do, especially on the computer side, because there's a little bit of line noise there. But I don't have to do anything to my file as far as a noise gate or anything. I actually have a compressor I can use, which I've had a couple people listen to, and they think it sounds pretty good. Hopefully they're right. I'd feel pretty bad if they weren't right. I'll find out. I got to listen to this myself a little bit. So, and I just had to adjust it down a little bit because now I'm afraid that maybe I was coming in through my headphones, which just happened. This mic can be pretty sensitive at times, a little too much, but it was a $150 mic. That's life. So that's my update there. I spent probably about a good 3 or 4 hours getting everything set up the way I think I like it. We'll know for sure whether or not that needs tuned up. But I have the best support group in the world in the form of Brian Kilby and Jeremy. So having those two guys around to help me with this stuff is huge for me, and I can't thank them enough. So something I definitely want to talk about right now is the idea of support. And this is coming up for a couple reasons. First of all, today was the release of Longbox Heroes After Dark. And on this week's episode, Joe and Todd kind of started talking about some, you know, monetizing podcasts. And they started looking for sponsors and stuff. Half joking, half serious. And to me, I don't know. I don't like the idea of sponsors being the only way to do it. You know, I am a proponent of the value for value model, which I had to explain to Joe what that was, because, you know, shows that appear on Earwolf, Podcast One, is that it? Stitcher. I mean, basically these. Okay, here's how podcast networks work. People get together. The people at top take all the advertising money, and then they distribute it to all the shows on the network and stuff like that. Our little network, the soon-to-be-named network, isn't quite big enough for that. Although, we had some conversations, and we're putting together a proposal for some pretty important people, I think. In my book, at least. But my point with this stuff is, anytime I hear a commercial on a podcast, and if this could be a podcast I love, well, pretty much if I listen to it, I love it, I skip the commercials. Unless they're done in like a funny way or something. But only one show really ever did that. And the guys on Night Attack don't really do that anymore, so I don't have to worry about that being a thing. Because here's the thing. First of all, I don't want a fucking mattress that comes in the mail. And the people who are telling you how much they love the mattress that comes in the mail don't have that mattress either. I'm sorry. Leo Laporte takes like $25,000 cruises at least once a year, maybe twice a year. Okay. He doesn't have a fucking Casper mattress. He doesn't. He's going to tell you how much he thinks he loves his Casper mattress that he doesn't have, but he doesn't have one. So most of these reviews are coming from people who don't even use the product. If I ever have a sponsor, and I mean, I'm obviously, this will never get sponsored, trust me. It's going to be something I use. It's going to be something I love. Which is interesting, because we started talking about the whiskeys we like on Twitter today. And it turns out that the company that, the parent company of Jim Beam actually also produces Knob Creek, Old Crow, I think was one, Maker's Mark. So between those, just those four there, that's my favorite. That's Dave's David's favorite. Trying to think, did anyone else? Can't remember if Todd said his favorite was in there or not, but. So we're like, you know what? Why not? Because they make a bunch of products we all like, why not try to see if they'll sponsor us? Which is great. But the reason I like value for value is because I don't have to worry about if I buy this mattress, are you going to get 10 cents of this? You know? MeUndies. Okay, that was a big one on Jericho's podcast when I used to listen to it. I'm not going to buy fucking underwear on the internet. I'm just not going to do it. Because it's, okay, let's go to MeUndies right now. Because I guarantee you they are expensive as shit. All right, so here's the MeUndies website. Naughty or nice. Oh, hello there, ma'am. Well, okay. So boy, sex sells, baby. Sex sells. Although they have a plus model on the on their front page. That's good. That's always good when people are inclusive like that. So I'm down with that. All right, so a pair of MeUndies boxer briefs. $20. Which I guess they're supposed to last for a long time, but I don't know. $20 for one pair of boxer briefs seems like a little much. Let's see. Boxers, just boxers. Again, $20. That's a lot for one pair of boxers. Oh, I can get a new curated pair for only $16 a month. Boy, the savings, they just come in. So I can't imagine there's a whole lot of money coming in from that. Well, okay, I could imagine that, except you know the reason they take the $20 is because they want to make a shitload of money off of it. I don't know why I singled up MeUndies. I guess I just have a thing for hating on underwear or something. I don't know. But the reason I like value for value is if I find value in your show, I can just give you the money. Now, yes. PayPal will take a 3% VIG from the creator. Things do have to process, unless you're coming up with your own system for processing, which of course will have its own merchant fees. That's just how it works. But at least I can say, hey, a great example is No Agenda. Now, let's see, they do three hours a show, more or less, two shows a week, so 12. So 24 hours a week is what No Agenda gives you. I think that'd be worth $25 a month. That's a little over a dollar an hour. That seems fair. You know, I am a No Agenda knight. I am a knight of the No Agenda Roundtable. I've given them $1,000 over the, at this point, I think 5 years I've been listening. I think four or five. So, you know, that to me is the way to do it. If I find value in what you have, I can do that. Now, a way that people were doing this most recently was they were going through Patreon. Well, Patreon decided to change a few things. The email started coming out yesterday to patrons, of which I am a patron of both the Transmissions podcast and Leo, my favorite metal cover artist who you hear many times. You almost heard at the beginning of this episode, but I figured, you know, we need a little Kenny Rogers, Dolly Parton to really bring us all together for the show. So Patreon is using the excuse that they got that they were getting so many support tickets because the whole way that everything processed made no sense, which, okay, sure. Because Patreon's pretty simple. A creator creates a Patreon page. They say, hey, for $1 an episode, you get this perk. For $2 an episode, you get this perk. For $3 an episode, you get this perk. You know, you can pretty much, the lowest you can go, you can't go lower than $1. You used to be able to, but now you can't. The lowest you can go is $1. The highest you can go is probably whatever the hell you feel like you can ask for. And creators, Patreon takes 5%. And then the creators also had to pay like the processing fees. So, you know, the merchant fees, stuff like that. And so creators were losing anywhere between like, they always lost the 5% because Patreon took that. And then they lose anywhere from like 6 to some lost an additional 10%. I guess they went as high as 14, I heard. So Patreon said, okay, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to make the patrons pay that. So instead of me paying $2 to transmissions once a month, I will be paying $2 and then a 35-cent processing fee. And then I have something around like 2.9%, so almost 3% on top of that. Comes in somewhere around like $2.64, something like that a month. Now, granted, that's not terrible. It's not the... My biggest problem with it is the fact that none of the creators seem okay with it. Like, every creator I follow, and I follow a lot of them on Twitter. I don't support all of them, but I do follow a lot of them. You know, they're saying, look, we were fine processing this, taking the fee. This is part of doing business with Patreon. If I didn't want the fee, I would have found another way to do it. You know, it's pretty much what I'm seeing from creators. Now, if you're an actual patron, depending on how the Patreon account is set up by your creator that you're supporting, this could be a real problem. Because some creators, and rightfully so, they do a per... Yeah, it depends. I guess... what's her name? Amanda Palmer is one of the biggest creators on Patreon. Her Patreon is per thing. That's literally what it says on her page. You pay... You know, when you sign up for a Patreon, it's, I want to pay you $2 per thing. So whatever she does, I really got to work on my plosives. I'm like blowing out the mic here. So if she does a thing at that point, she then takes the payment for it. The way that Patreon is going to structure their fee collection, every thing that Amanda Palmer does, you will get charged that 35 cents. Plus the 3% every time. So if she does if she does 10 things in a month, you're getting charged that 10 times. This is shitty. Very shitty. And it really hurts creators who do per week things, which a lot of them do when they do like Night Attack is a good example. They do a live stream every Tuesday night. So every Tuesday night, that's when they, you know, they say, okay, if you're supporting our Patreon, you're giving us $2 per Tuesday night when we do our show. And the reason they did it is because you are supporting, you're making the decision to support every time they do an episode. And if something comes up and they can't do an episode, instead of saying, give us $10 per month and you're paying for all 4 episodes. If they don't do 2 episodes in a month, you're still paying for those 2. Which, you know, it's okay for people to take off, but if that becomes a common thing, people aren't going to want to support you. So if you say, hey, just support me for each week when I do an episode, if I miss a week, I'm not charging you for it. And I think that's a really good way to do it. But Patreon's new structure is making it so that is not a very good way to do it. You will lose patrons from that because they're not going to, I'm not going to pay a fee every time something is done. That's stupid. That's a waste of money. Patreon, okay, transmissions does per month, and I know I've talked to Jeremy before why they don't do per week, but for whatever reason they do per month. So my amount of money I give to them, I will pay the 35 cents once because I only pay them one thing per, I only pay them per month, and then the fee will hit. Leo is per song or per, let me check here. Patreon, which, of course, I can't spell right now. Okay. So patreon.com. And I'm logged in. Okay. So, Leo is $2 per video. He does a video every week. So come January, when I'm charged for him, I will be charged $8 because I give him $2 per video. And then I will be charged the 35 cents four times and the 3% four times. Don't love that. Again, this is $2. It's not the end of the world. But still, it also sets it up where if Leo says, okay, I think what I'd rather do is just make it so that you pay me $8 a month. The way that's structured, that actually is better for you, because if he says $8 per month, and that's basically you paying for $2 per video, you only get hits once because it's a per month fee. So you're only paying one time. So you're only getting hit for that 35 cents plus that 2.9% once. But if he misses a week, which could happen, I know he's building a brand new studio right now, I'm sure that takes a lot of time. He can't say, well, I'm not going to charge you. No, it's for the month. There's no going back. You know, he can't charge me less than that. if he does one video in a month and someone gets sick or something and he can't do anything else, he can't say, oh, I just won't bill you. I mean, he could say, I just won't bill anyone for that month, but he's losing money on the one video he did. But that's what Patreon is pushing the creators towards right now. It's crappy. I hope it gets worked out. Patreon's stupid for doing this. And I immediately apologize to anyone who I suggested should get a Patreon going before in the past. Because there's a few of you out there. Whether you're listening to this, I don't know, but you're out there. So getting support for a podcast right now, maybe not the easiest thing in the world. But if you're sitting there wondering, how do I just make it easy? Value for value. If you like our show, a buck a show. You get 10 people doing that, you get $10. You get $10 every week. That's great. Or maybe you say $1 a month. Which would be, if you do 4 shows, maybe that's a quarter. Maybe that's you feel like each show is worth a quarter per month. That's fine. Or a quarter per episode. That's fine. You can give me $1. I'll take it. You know, it doesn't have to be hard. It doesn't have to be too easy. I know you can. I mean, there's some things like maybe even taking checks or something like that. But I think you'd have to be. I'm going to go out on a limb and say you'd probably have to be like an LLC before you can start putting checks into your account for your podcast or something. But I don't know that for sure. I could be wrong about that. If you have a podcast partner, you might want to do that just to make things fair and stuff. So, and Amazon's okay, although Amazon has been shutting down accounts here and there. And of course, we don't know the full reason because they're not at all transparent about it. All I know is that some of the accounts that have been shut down, like Sam Harris and I know Jen Brody's Congressional Dish. Well, I have never listened to Sam Harris, although I know he's a very popular podcaster. Jen goes after Congress quite a bit. It's not Congressional Dish is like, ooh, listen to the newest gossip about it, Congress. No, it's, hey, Congress is a bunch of assholes on both sides of the aisle. I hate them all. Here's all the shit they're doing this month. That can rub people the wrong way, I think. But hey, someone needs to do it, because guess what? Congress is a bunch of assholes on both sides of the aisle. They do some stupid shit each month. Thank you for watching out for us, Jen. So now she purely takes donations over Patreon. Can't wait to see how that goes now. So it's just hard. You know, you're at the discretion of these platforms. Patreon's good because people could go there and say, okay, I'm going to give my credit card to this site. They're going to charge my card, and it's going to go to these 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8, 10 creators I choose. And there's plenty of people out there who give, like, maybe they support 10 people and they give each one of those people $2 a month. That's $20 a month on their credit card. Nothing to worry about. Each creator gets $2. That's going to be a bad bill next month when you're getting charged 10 different times and paying 10 different fees. So it sucks. Hopefully this is something they change. If they're listening to their creators, they will, because they are lighting them on fire right now. So, yeah, fun times to be in trying to get monetize your podcast. And another interesting thing about podcasts and like advertising stuff, remember this newest version of iOS? Or was it iOS or Mac OS or whatever the hell it was? Apple was saying that we'd be able to track our stats for our podcast, like actually here. It's a lot like YouTube stats. Like I can go on YouTube right now, look at any one of our Paladins of Ultron videos, and I can see how many people watched. I can see how long they watched. It's not very long, but you know, I can see that breakdown. Right now, all any of us can see is, did someone download our podcast? Yeah, they did. Did someone stream our podcast? Yeah, they did. Did they listen to the whole thing? I don't know. Did they listen to the beginning and go, oh, well, I didn't want to listen to this one yet, and then forget to go back to it later? I don't know. We do not know that. That is impossible to know, which is why advertising rates for podcasts could be, for all we know, very off. And I don't know what's up with this Apple thing. I thought we were supposed to have stats by now. And I know Jeremy is an iOS user, and he was looking into this stuff, and I haven't heard anything from. I need to talk to Jeremy and see what he says, but I have a feeling that we haven't seen this yet. Now, I could put on my tinfoil conspiracy hat, which I actually wear more often than people might think, and say, hey, maybe Apple looked at stats and went, oh, shit, advertisers are going to hate this number. Maybe we shouldn't put this out just yet. Who knows? All I know is that this was something we're supposed to get on iOS, whatever the fuck it is, and I haven't seen or heard of it yet. So, boy, I had a lot to say. I'm like 20 minutes right now. So one last thing I will leave everyone with right now is my lessons learned from my month, almost month long bout of podcasting. Biggest lesson. Well, okay. And there isn't a biggest lesson. One thing I really learned is if you do something, collecting my thoughts. Doing a podcast every day is a great way to get really good at podcasting. I really feel like I improved over the 25. Yeah, I mean, between different podcasts over the 25 episodes I did, I really feel like I did improve. And I think this show right here is kind of a good showcase of that. I'm stumbling here and there, but that does happen. But this is a great way to get really good at podcasting. So I don't regret I did it. I kind of wish I had been able to get a couple more episodes out, but yeah, I'm not going to stress over what happened in the past, because in the end, I wasn't going to put out a shit podcast, and that's what I would have done if I would have done one that night when I decided not to. And I think I'm better off for that too. On that thread, though, something I will say is another lesson learned is having stuff banked would have been great, because maybe I could have gotten over that day and like, oh, I've got this good episode banked. Next day I can start up again. I had a couple things banked, but I only had them banked so far as, okay, I knew that an episode of RFC was coming out this day, Paladins was coming out this day, and Povocacy was coming out this day. So I was like, I don't need to release another Kirkcast until 3 days from now. I'll do one now, and I'll just save it till then. That's not really banking. That's just being prepared early, I guess. Banking would have been, hey, I'll do a couple episodes now so that later in the month when I feel like shit and I don't want to do a podcast, I'll have something I can put out. So that's a lesson I definitely learned, that I should have done that. I should have been ready for that. But hey, live and learn. So yeah, that's basically where I am now. I think I'm going to cut this off here now. I'd like to thank everyone for listening. If you missed me, here you go. I don't know that these are going to become very regular. There's just a lot going on, especially with like advertising and stuff right now. Just wanted to say some words about it. I would love to be able to monetize Povocacy. I'm sure David would too, but that's something I don't know that we can do yet. Because we get together and we talk about a couple shows here and there. I guess I'm afraid that people wouldn't find value in that. But there'd really only be one way to find out. But something to think about. All right, everyone. If you want, you can always get a hold of me on Twitter at Jason S. Kirk. Let me know what you think. Or slide into my DMs. Email me, kirkman81@gmail.com. But other than that, I think it's time to just hand this over to Kenny Rogers, Dolly Parton, and just let the happiness and the love wash over us. So until next time, Internet.